The end of those 4 weeks, we landed on Spiro, where Hemlock had empty cryopods and Aster agents at the ready. Each pod had an encrypted ID tag corresponding to the person to be delivered to the lab. Only we would be taking their place. As I crawled into the pod, I wondered, but couldn't bring myself to ask, what they'd done with the bodies. The air is thin now, my breathing short. My legs cramp, aching to bend, but I don't move, even for relief. It's only been about 10 minutes, not long enough for us to reach the inner labs. But there's no telling our location when I can't see out of the black canvas bag they have the chambers wrapped in. Instead of the mission, I think of the sea, the rolling of the waves as they wash in and out, brushing against the sand. A comforting thought, and one that settled me when I was a child watching holovids until I fell asleep. As if I summon the sea itself, the pod around me hisses, spraying a wet mist over me. I suck in a sharp breath at the cold, only to hear it as a wheeze. The air is too thin. I can't fill my lungs. Something even colder hits me, first on my sides, then pooling at my lower back. And while my muscles stiffen in response, I have nowhere I can move to get away from the liquid. Shit. The damn cryo chamber has turned on. More frigid fluid pours into my pod, and I can't get away from it. There's nowhere for me to go. I suck in my last breath, knowing I may never wake again. I sink into the liquid, letting it arrest the blood in my veins, my heart. No, I'm not calm. I'm not Ophira, and these are not my memories. The sludge quickly fills the small space as I gasp for air and find none. It's being pumped out as the liquid comes in. Instinct kicks in, and I try to take one last breath before I'm submerged, but there's no air. No air at all. And the icy solution, thick and stinging, rushes up over my head. I fight not to breathe it in, not to suck it into my lungs. I can't hold on. I can't. I breathe in the liquid, freezing me from the inside out. My thoughts turn sluggish, ice crawling across my skin, stilling motor functions. This feels like death. Am I dying? Then, even that thought is lost. When I come to, my last thought is my first. Am I dying? Then I correct myself. Am I dead? The world around me is a bright light. Slowly, other things filter into focus as my consciousness expands. My body shivering. Voices echoing as if underwater. Movement zipping past the corner of my eye. Not dead. No matter which stories you listened to, the 1,000 gods below the sun never described an afterlife like this. I cough, and that vile, thick liquid stings coming up my throat, just as cold going out as it was coming in. I turn my head to spit, and my eyes slowly adjust to the figures. 2 Asters in charcoal gray maintenance uniforms, and 1 blessedly familiar face. Oh, 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 oh. I can't manage her name.
Ophira.
I struggle against her memories. It's okay, she says. It's okay, Lido. She's just as naked and sticky as I am, but she ignores her own state as the Asters, Peony and Elm, 2 of Hemlock's agents on Spiro, bring me a silver shock blanket. They wrap it around me, but it does little to help. The smell of my sister's coconut shampoo hits me.
Loose,
I manage through my raw throat. It's okay, Ophira says again, and this time I believe her. At least, I can hear her better. It's hard coming out of cryo the first few times. Gods, the thought of experiencing this.